He begins to scream. At night he can scream, and Mrs. Greta Shaw comes into the room. She sits on the edge of his bed, her face ghostly with blue-gray beauty mud, and she asks him, "What's wrong, Bama?" And he is actually able to tell her. He could never have told his father or mother, had one of them been there to begin with, which they of course aren't, but he can tell Mrs. Shaw because while she isn't a lot different from the other help, the au pairs, babysitters, child minders, school walkers, she is a little different, enough to put his drawings on the fridge with the little magnets, enough to make all the difference, to hold up the tower of a silly little boy's sanity, say hallelujah, say found, not lost, say amen. She listens to everything he has to say, nodding, and makes him say triceratops until finally he gets it right. Getting it right is better. And then she says, "Those things were real once, but they died out 100 million years ago, Bama. Maybe even more. Now, don't bother me anymore because I need my sleep." Jake watches The Lost Continent on Million Dollar Movie every day that week. Every time he watches it, it scares him a little less. Once, Mrs. Greta Shaw comes in and watches part of it with him. She brings him his snack, a big bowl of Hawaiian fluff, also one for herself, and sings him her wonderful little song, "A little snack that's far and wee, there's some for you and some for me, blackberry jam and blackberry tea." There are no blackberries in Hawaiian fluff, of course, and they have the last of the Welch's grape juice to go with it instead of tea, but Mrs. Greta Shaw says it is the thought that counts. She has taught him to say, "Rooty, tooty, saluti," before they drink, and to clink glasses. Jake thinks that's the absolute coolest, the cat's ass. Pretty soon, the dinosaurs come. Bama and Mrs. Greta Shaw sit side by side, eating Hawaiian fluff and watching as a big one, Mrs. Greta Shaw says you call that kind, a Tyrannosaurus rex, eats the bad explorer.